Let us pray. Gracious God, help us to know your Son more and more every day, that we might know you more and more every day. Amen. Doesn't it seem as if there are a lot of unpopular, polarizing ideas out there in the world today? Perhaps it seems so much like this because we're flooded with so much information. We hear it in the news, we read it in the paper, we see it every time we turn on the computer. All sorts of ideas from all sides. Good ideas, bad ideas, popular, unpopular. It all depends on which side one is, of course. It's a matter of perspective. But so many of the things we hear are polarizing. And we pick sides, don't we? Some people listen, but some people can't. It seems like many people can't. And to make matters worse, it's an election year. Sometimes just the mere mention of Mitt Romney or Barack Obama will get a person's blood boiling. And what about the Affordable Health Care Act, more popularly known as Obamacare? I hesitate to mention it because sometimes it gets people so worked up, but that's part of my point. All of us, or most of us, have an opinion on these things. Some of us more so than others. And these ideas can set us on edge. They get us worked up, and sometimes they close us off. We have to watch out for such ideas, at least sometimes. But sometimes we have to take a stand. We have to defend our ideas, whether they're popular or unpopular, and whether or not they are polarizing. While our Lord Jesus Christ had a number of unpopular ideas, he had a number of polarizing ideas too. Let me run off just a couple. Love your enemies. That's never been very popular. Hasn't really worked. It's very hard. I think we're all working on that one. I hope we are. Pray for those who persecute you. Well, check. Take no thought for your life, what you'll eat, or what you will wear. Well, that one goes against everything we're taught from the day we're born. And then what about, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. We don't always think about it because we've done a good job domesticating his words. But Jesus had much to say that is and was unpopular and polarizing. And as I've thought about today's gospel reading and the extended discourse that it's a part of, I was wondering if maybe Jesus was trying to see how many unpopular and polarizing ideas he could fit into one sermon. Think about what we heard today. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will not go hungry. I am the bread that came down from heaven. They will all be taught by God. Everyone who has listened to the Father and has learned from him comes to me. I have seen the Father. Whoever believes in me has eternal life. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Keep in mind, that is just what we've heard today. We're in the middle of a sermon right now, so there's even more. Jesus also says, the work of God is to believe on him whom he sent. He's talking about himself. Everyone who believes in the Son has eternal life. I will raise him up at the last day. And my personal favorite, perhaps the most polarizing statement of them all, except you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life within you. Now, such words did not sit well with the crowds listening to Jesus that day. And I venture to guess that they don't sit well with us. Do you hear what our Lord is saying? I am the bread that came down from heaven. He's saying that his origin is different than ours. He's saying that he came from God, that he's a different type of being. People didn't exactly like what he said. They grumbled. Wait a minute, Jesus, they said. We know your parents. We know where you came from. How can you say such things? What about us? Do we know where Jesus came from? Do we grumble too? Is Jesus just one of many great teachers like the Buddha or Babaji, Muhammad or Moses? Our culture wants to tell us this. Our culture wants us to believe it. I think our culture wants to believe it. Or is Jesus more? Is he from God? Is he God? Don't we grumble about it, though? Or don't we try to water it down so it's easier to swallow? I know these are not easy words. They never have been. But we must wrestle with them, just as those who first heard them had to wrestle with them. Are we or are we not going to take Jesus at his word? That, my friends, is one of life's biggest questions, and one on which our faith rests. What are we going to make of Jesus' words? We have theologians who do their best to help us explain away his words. They've been with us for 2,000 years. There are scholars out there who will tell us what words Jesus actually said. There's people out there who do that. There's church leaders in all denominations that will openly deny the truth of Jesus' words, once they figure out, of course, what he said. My brothers and my sisters, I don't know if you pay attention to the leaders of our own Episcopal Church, but there are priests and bishops out there who will flat out deny the words of Jesus Christ. And there are some that even go so far as almost to deny him himself. And personally, I think that's one of the reasons why the Episcopal Church and other denominations are losing members. It is our stubborn refusal to claim Jesus Christ as Lord, the way, the truth, and the life. It is polarizing. It is unpopular. But however unpopular and polarizing it may be, sometimes we have to take a stand. And deep down we all know this. Maybe not about Jesus, but we know sometimes we have to make a stand. We might not do it, but we know it. And I know it's not easy. Believe me, I am a coward deep at heart. I'll be the first to admit it. But following Jesus Christ is not easy. It never has been. It never will be. We want it so much to be, but it can't be. Taking up a cross is difficult, and it should be the most difficult thing that we have to do. So how are we to do it? And more importantly, why? Why would we do it? How can we take Jesus at his word? How can we proclaim him as Lord? Well, listen to what Jesus has to say. They will all be taught by God, and no one can come to me unless they are drawn to me by the Father. It is God who will teach us, and it is God who will help us. God is the one who starts the work in us by his grace. It's not something that we do ourselves. We're not alone in any of this. God is with us as we do these things. And look around you. God has given us each other. If we've all been taught by God, or they all will be taught by God, then I guess that's true, right? We all will be taught by God. And if you all have been taught by God, then I venture to guess that there are a number of things that we can learn from one another. But why? Why do we take Jesus at his word? Why do we proclaim Jesus as Lord? Listen again to the words of Christ. The bread that I give for the life of the world is my flesh. Jesus, because he loved us so much, gave his body, gave his flesh for us on the cross. He died for our sins. He gave his flesh so we could have a relationship with him and with God the Father. And this would have been enough, but there's more. With Jesus, there's always more. Jesus not only gave his body for us, but he gave his body to us. And he gives it to us. Week after week, day after day, at the altar, at Holy Communion. In the Eucharist, Jesus gives us his flesh for our life and for the life of the world, for all the world. It is not a symbol, and it is not just a memorial. It is Jesus Christ constantly giving us of himself, giving of himself in order that we might eat his flesh and drink his blood. With such a great and precious gift given to us and given for us, why wouldn't we take Jesus at his word? I know such words will be unpopular and polarizing. Jesus told us they would be. He experienced it all. Keep in mind, there are very few people there at the cross on that Good Friday. Let me give you a sneak preview of what's to come in a few weeks. How this extended discourse, this sermon of Jesus, ends. It's a portion of the gospel reading from 2 weeks from this Sunday. But I want you to see where this whole thing is going. From the gospel according to John. Many of his disciples, when they heard these things, said to him, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" And Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring, and he said to them, "Does this offend you?" Well, from that time on, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. And then Jesus said to the 12, "Will you also go away?" And Simon Peter answered him and said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said many difficult and polarizing things, and he turned away many more people than he attracted, at least during his lifetime. Jesus speaks the truth, just as he always has, and he bids us to decide. We have a choice. We all do. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Amen.